Hickok!
Hiya, folks. Hold on to your hats, because here comes another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. You'll hear the exciting story, Trail of the Killer Wolf, in just 1 minute. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles rode the trails of the West in search of every kind of outlaw. But it was one of nature's outlaws that brought them danger and excitement on the Trail of the Killer Wolf.
Bill, listen to that old wolf out there. Sure sounds like a big one.
He sure does. Maybe he's the one that's been doing all the calf killing around here.
Now you can see why I sent for you and Jingles, Bill. There'll be young stock dead in the morning, and that's for sure. A widow woman like me running a few head can't afford to have a killer like that hanging around for long.
Well, now, don't you worry, Miranda. Bill and I'll trail down that big old lobo for you. I hope.
He's a smart one, Jingles.
Well, we're smart, too. Well, at least Bill is.
This killer wolf has hit you pretty hard, hasn't he, Miranda?
He's got 15 of my calves in the last couple of months, Bill, and it's just got me worried sick. I was counting on selling my yearlings next summer to pay off part of my mortgage. At this rate, I ain't going to have none to sell. There he goes again. He's getting closer.
Come on, Jingles. Let's go see if we can cut that killer's trail.
In the middle of the night? Oh, now, Bill, it's darker than the inside of a boot out there.
You're not afraid of the dark, are you?
Well, no. But I am a little bit afraid of killer wolves when I can't see them sneaking up on me.
Nah, he just goes after the calves, Jingles. He's afraid to tackle the big old bulls like you.
Oh, now, Miranda.
I was just joking, Jingles. You may be big, but you're real lovable.
Well, did you hear that, Bill? I'm lovable. Big old lovable me.
You'll be a lot more lovable if you help me catch that killer wolf. Now, come on.
Oh, all right.
Now, I think it's just wonderful of you both to try and help me out. Now, you be real careful, and I'll have a pot of hot coffee ready for you when you get back.
Head this way, Jingle. Get the horses. Maybe we can catch ourselves a wolf.
I don't know how you expect to find anything on a dark night like this, Bill.
If we can't see anything, maybe we can hear something.
Joker, whoa. Now, Bill wants to listen. I don't hear nothing except the wind. Oh, be quiet, Joker. How can we listen with you snorting?
There's a wolf, but he's moving away.
Hey, Bill, I hear cattle.
Yeah. Must be a Mirandy's herd down in the arroyo there.
Well, how do you know there's an arroyo? I can't even see Joker's ears.
Those cattle are right below it. Come on, see if I'm right. Go easy now, Buckshot.
All right. Come on, let's go, Joker. Watch your step. If you stumble, I'll go right over your head.
Watch it, Jingles. It's steep here.
I'm watching it, or I'm being careful anyhow. Can't watch it in the dark.
Well, here we are.
Hey, we're right down the bottom. Now what do we do?
Pile off and strike a match.
I got a match, Bill. Just a second.
Yeah, well, let's see. That's what I thought.
Doggone it. That old Lobo got another one. Randy ain't gonna have no young stock left if this keeps up.
Here's a chunk of dried sagebrush, Jingle. Like a good torch.
Yeah. Well, looks like there was quite a battle here, Bill.
Those gray wolves are plenty big and plenty tough. Hold that light up high, Jingle.
Can you tell anything from the tracks, Bill?
Not much. The cattle have tramped the ground down pretty well. Here, over this way. There's a wolf trail, Jingles. He's a big one, all right.
I'll say he is. Ooh, I'd hate to have him after me.
Hey, that's funny.
What's funny, Bill? I don't see nothing funny about anything at night.
There's been a horse through here. See those horseshoe prints?
Yeah. Hey, you're right. Probably one of Mirandy's cowpokes.
She doesn't have any, Jingles. She's ramrodding the spread all by herself.
Yeah, that's right. Bill.
What, Jingles?
Do you suppose that wolf rides horseback?
No, I don't think so.
Well, neither do I, but who was riding a horse in here?
I'm real curious to know the answer to that question. Get on, Jingles. Put that light out.
I'm down. The light's out. Now, where'd that shot come from, Bill?
Somewhere out there in the dark.
Now, that's real helpful. We don't know where that varmint is, but he knows where we are. If we move, he can shoot at us, and if we light a light, he can see us, and we can't see him. Hey!
And if you keep on talking, he can hear us and get those shots awful close.
Oh, doggone it, Bill. This just don't seem like a square deal at all.
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles, investigating a killer wolf on a dark night, were fired on by an unseen marksman. As they crouched in the bottom of the arroyo, another bullet came out of the darkness.
I saw the flash that time.
So die.
Dust him off, Jingles.
Well, sounds like we might have scared him off.
Yeah, he's getting ready to ride.
There he goes. What do we do now? Follow him?
We can, if you want to trail a killer in the dark.
I don't think I do, Bill. I'm still kind of young to go out and get myself killed.
Let's have a look around here and see if we can find out what he was after. Light up that torch again.
All right.
I can't figure how that wolf made his kill if there was a man that close to him.
No, wolves don't usually come around people unless they're mighty hungry. This wolf sure seems to have been eating pretty regular.
Hold the light over here, Jingles.
There. Sure looks like the wolf did that all right.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, let's ride back to Mirandy's and give her the bad news.
Yeah, that's fine with me. I'm about ready for some of that hot coffee that she promised us a few hours ago and some good sleep, too.
Have some more coffee, Jingles. You and Bill had a long night last night.
Well, don't mind if I do, Mirandy.
Mirandy, when we saw those wolf tracks last night, we found some horse tracks, too. You noticed that before when your calves were killed?
No, can't say as I have, Bill, but then I didn't do too good a job of looking. I've been pretty upset.
Anybody ever take a shot at you out on the range?
Land sakes, no. Who'd want to gun me down?
I don't know, Mirandy, but somebody threw a lot of lead at us last night. I'll just bet my best saddle blanket it wasn't the wolf pulling the trigger. Pass the sugar, please, Bill.
Yeah, here you are. Randy, this is a pretty personal question, but how much is your ranch worth?
Not very much, Bill. After Fred got killed, I had to take a pretty big mortgage on the
place. Have you ever thought of selling out?
Never. I just couldn't sell this place, Bill.
Well, I don't blame you, Mirandy. If you can keep your herd growing, you'll make it all right.
That's what worries me, Jingles. Losing as many calves as I have been lately, I just don't see how I'm going to keep up my payments to Blaine Jackson.
Jackson? Who's he?
He owns that great big double bar spread just to the north of my place. He's got most of the money in the valley, and he let me have a loan when the bank wouldn't.
What sort of a gent is he?
Well, most figure he's pretty mean and grasping, but he's always been fine with me. Offered to buy my ranch after I lost Fred. He was real insistent till he found out I wouldn't sell for anything.
Well, I wonder why he wants your spread when he's already got such a big one.
Well, he's running his cattle on hill range, Jingles, and I've got valley pasture that stays green all summer. Grass means a lot to a cow outfit.
Maybe Jackson could give us a little information. Finish your breakfast, Jingles, and we'll saddle up and ride over there.
All right, but could I have just a little apple pie, Mirandy?
Why, of course, Jingles.
Bring it along with you, partner. We got work to do.
Get over there, boy. Try it again, Whip. You got to teach that wolf to hunt by yourself.
I'm doing the best I can, Jackson. Took me a year to teach him to follow me on horseback. Now I got to start all over.
Well, he ain't got a year this time. Getting too dangerous to ride with him.
You're telling me. I come darn near getting myself shot up by them two hombres last night.
Well, he was crazy to start the shooting. Well,
what else could I do? I found the tracks of my horse. Wonder who they were.
Well, how should I know? Randy hasn't got any hands working at her place anymore. Probably just a couple of drifters. Now, go on. Get back to work with that wolf.
All right. But don't expect any miracles. I've trained everything, including tigers, when I was with the circus. It takes time to teach him a new trick.
Well, you haven't got much time. So get going.
All right. Lobo.
Easy, boy. Go get him, Lobo. Go! Go on, boy. Hey, back. Get back there. Back.
You see that, Jackson? That's a dangerous business. If I keep prodding him, he'll turn on me one of these days.
Well, that's your worry. I hired you to train that wolf to kill cattle. If you can't handle the job, I can always remind the sheriff that I've got an escaped killer working for me. Now, go on, get busy.
All right, you win. Come on, Lobo. Steady, boy.
Bill, I guess this is Jackson Ranch House here.
Yeah, sure is a big place.
Well, Randy said he'd managed to krill most of the money in the valley one way or another.
He may have plenty of money, but from what I hear, he hasn't got much else to recommend him. Pooh, Buckshot.
Good pooh, Joker. Oh, this is Jackson coming out of the house.
Yeah, he looks just like my Randy City would.
Howdy, Jen. Which way are you headed?
I guess we're headed this way. You Mr. Jackson?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Mirandy told us what you look like.
Mirandy?
Easy, Jingles, let me talk.
Oh, yes.
Well, how is Mirandy, anyhow? She's my next-door neighbor. I haven't seen her lately.
Well, she ain't so good. Kind of worried.
Jingles.
Oh, she's fine. Just fine.
She's still having trouble with wolves killing a young stock. That ever happened to your herd?
No, never has. Maybe I'm just lucky. But the wolves never seem to bother me.
How about the other ranchers around here?
Well, they don't seem to have any trouble either. Maybe it's just because Mirandy's trying to run that spread of hers all alone. She ought to sell out. Too big a job for a woman.
She ought to sell out to you at your price. That what you mean?
Jingles.
Hey. Just who are you two gents, anyhow?
We're friends of Mirandy's, and we're trying to give her a little help if we can.
Yeah? Well, I'm not so sure I like the questions you're asking.
Well, we're not so sure we like the answers we're getting either.
If you're friends of hers, she'd probably told you that I hold a mortgage on her ranch.
That's right, she did.
Yeah, that's why we come over to see you.
Well, you might remind her that she's got one more month before her payment's due. You better be selling off part of her to make that payment.
Well, how's she going to do that if her herd keeps getting whittled down by a doggone killer wolf?
Well, that's her business. Now, you two hombres better get back to saddle and ride. I don't care much for snoopers around my ranch.
All right. But as long as we've drawn a hand in this game, Jackson, I think we'll play it out. You'll be seeing more of us before you get a chance to foreclose on that mortgage.
Oh, stand still, Joker. Well, can't say I'm pleased to have met you, Mr. Jackson. But I'll be seeing you again. Hey, Bill, what's that?
Sounds like a wolf howl, partner.
He sure is close.
Maybe the killer wolf is starting in on my herd.
Well, let's go have a look, Bill. Maybe we can get the varmint that's been raiding Mirandy's herd.
You gents are forgetting that you're on my property. If there's a wolf after my cattle, I'll take care of it myself.
I still think we'd better have a look for ourselves.
I said get off my place and be quick about it.
Hey, he's hopping mad.
You bet I am. Now start riding.
You're acting mighty funny about something. I think maybe we'll stick around just a little longer.
I know my rights, stranger. I got a right to shoot trespassers on my own place.
I wouldn't.
Billy's going for his gun!
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. When Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles insisted on looking around the ranch of Blaine Jackson, he ordered them off his property. Hearing a wolf howl, they refused to leave, and Jackson drew his gun and fired.
Well, now you know what happens when you try to draw on Wild Bill Hickok.
Wild Bill Hickok?
Yeah. That's him, of course. I'm Jingles.
Why didn't you tell me you was here on business, Marshal?
Cause you never asked.
We were just paying a neighborly call till you got nasty about it. Now we're going to ride out on your range and see about that wolf we just heard howling. I'm going to take those cartridges out of his gun, Jingles.
No need to, Bill. You knocked the cylinder right out of it. He won't get it working again for quite a while.
I won't be shooting at no lawman, Hickok. I just didn't know who you was.
Well, it might pay you to find out next time.
Come on, Jingles, let's go find that wolf.
Listen, sounds like he's right over that hill. Let's go, Joker.
Stop, Buckshot. Let's run him down.
Well, here's the top of the hill, Bill. I don't see the wolf anywhere.
Pull up a minute and let's have a look. Ooh,
Buckshot. Oh, Joker, oh.
Hey. The rider herding calves down there in the valley.
Yeah, say, Bill, you don't see that very often.
What, Jingles?
Cowpoke using a sheepdog to run cattle.
No, you don't. You don't see a sheepdog working like that, ever.
What do you mean?
That's no sheepdog. That's our wolf. He's after one of those calves right now. Come on, Buckshot.
Jump, Joker, let's get him.
Better watch your step, Jingles. Something's wrong here.
Well, it sure is. Why don't that cow wrangler shoot that wolf?
I don't know.
Why, he ought to be able to see the... Hey, Bill, the wolf is turning.
Maybe he saw us.
He's heading over towards the man. I'd better shoot him before he gets too close.
Hold it, Jingles.
Don't Joe missed him, darn it.
Put that gun away, partner, till we find out what this is all about.
But Bill! Hey, now, what's he shooting at us for?
Because you shot at his wolf.
His wolf? Bill, you're not making sense. Now cut that out, or I'll come over there and wrap that rifle around your neck and tie it in a bow knot.
Put up that gun and stand still.
Whoa,
Buckshot.
Whoa, Joker, whoa.
Let's drop that rifle until we have a little talk, mister.
What are you doing here? This is private property.
No, where have I heard that before?
We saw that wolf from up on the hill. We rode down to give you a hand.
I don't need no help.
Why, you featherhead, that varmint was charging one of those calves. In another minute, you'd have been short one head of beef.
Is that your business?
Bill, everybody that works around this place is just plain ornery.
Now you listen. Where's that trained killer wolf of yours?
Trained wolf? Oh, now, Bill, that's no pet.
I'll say he isn't. Get him, Lobo. Hi! Oh, get
him! Behind you! Shoot him, Bill! Ooh-wee! Well, there's one wolf that ain't going to kill no more cattle. I thought he was going to get you, Bill.
All my work with that brute, then you killed him.
That's right, I did. Instead of turning him right, you turned him into a killer to do Jackson's dirty work for him.
What do you mean, Bill?
Jackson thought if he could cut down Mirandy's herd without her knowing he was doing it, he'd have a good chance to buy her ranch, or better still, to foreclose on the mortgage. Is that right, mister?
You figure it out.
I think I have. You trained this wolf. You're the one who went out with him at night.
Yeah, then you must be the one that shot at us last night.
You're not taking me.
Bill, look out! Well, they never learn, do they?
See how badly he's hurt, Jingles. I want to talk to him some more.
You won't be talking to him. Get your hands up.
Bill, it's Jackson right in the edge of that brush.
Howdy, Jackson. If we hadn't been so busy, I'd have seen you ride up.
Yeah, that's too bad, Hickok.
Hickok! Is he Wild Bill?
You bet he's Wild Bill, and I'm Jingles.
What's he doing here? Is he after me?
Shut up, Whip.
Whip? That your name?
Don't answer.
I thought you looked familiar. You're Whip McClay.
Now who's Whip McClay, Bill?
He's as much of a killer as that wolf of his, Jingles. He's wanted from Abilene to Tombstone. Jackson here was hiding him out.
You talk too much, Hickok.
Look out for him, Hickok. He's been mixed up in a few killings himself, and I don't mean cattle.
Shut up!
He knew I was an animal trainer. He made me train the wolf.
Shut up, I said, or I'll crack your head with a gun barrel.
They got me, and I'll get you.
I said, shut up!
Now, Jingles.
Now! Let go!
Drop that gun. Drop it, I said.
All right, stand up.
Don't you get any ideas, Whip. I'm labeled to show you how good an animal trainer I am.
I ain't going nowhere.
All right, let's tie these two up, Jingles, and take them off to jail. By the time they both get through talking, we should have enough to keep them there for a while.
Yeah, and Mirandy can have a long time to pay off the mortgage she owes to this polecat here. Hey, you know what, Bill?
What, Jingles?
Maybe Whip here could tell us how to train Buckshot and Joker to take our prisoners off to the calaboose. Then after we catch him, our work would be all done.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
That's our Wild Bill Hickok story for today, folks. But Andy and I'll be back again with another on Monday.
Yes, sir, and it's a rip snorter all about Wild Bill and Jingles battling a vicious band of raiders called the Flame Riders.
So long, kids.
See you Monday. Choo-choo-choo's your favorite cereal.
You tell them, Andy.
Yeah, from Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Yes, keep the whole family happy every morning for breakfast. Roll out freshness and variety. 10 individual serving size boxes with 10 assorted Kellogg's cereal favorites, including 2 ready sweetened treats that you get in Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Choo-choo-choo's your favorite.
From Kellogg's Variety Pack at your grocer's. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Monty Margette, Tyler McVeigh, Charlie Long, and Dusty Walker. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Reminding you to listen again Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!
back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.